It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's time for the College Football Top 25 this week for the week ending October 1st, 2022. Some familiar names are starting to inch up the standings in my second weekly poll of the 2022 college football season. Some surprises are also lurking within the list as well. The 5-0 Kansas Jayhawks are now at number 4. While the unbeaten 4-0 James Madison Dukes, in their first year in the BCS Major College Division, are showing up at number 15.
Yes!
But perhaps the biggest story this week is that big thud being heard around the college football world from a couple of the media's favorite two teams, Oklahoma and Texas A&M. Last year's head coach at Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, bolted for the University of Southern California after last season. Many believe that Coach Riley didn't like OU's announcement to move from the cozy confines of the Big 12 Conference into the rough-and-tumble world of the SEC in a few years. He may prefer the lower competition level which USC faces in the Pac-12 Conference, at least for the time being. The Boomer Sooners, though, hired longtime Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables to become their next head coach. And through 5 weeks of his first season, the jury is still out. On Saturday, Oklahoma's defense allowed an amazing 55 points to TCU, which, by the way, is 4-0 in our survey, after giving up 41 points during last week's loss to Kansas State, which is now 4-1 and in our survey. With the Sooner Schooner rounding out the halfway point of the season coming up with a 3-2 record, this coming weekend is the annual OU versus Texas State Fair shootout game in Dallas. Oklahoma football fans are hoping that their new head coach will be spending a lot more time working on his defensive units beginning this week. And as for Texas A&M, that chest thumping coming out of Aggie fans last season might have been a little bit hard to take. And yes, they did ambush Alabama at College Station last season as Coach Jimbo Fisher became the first Nick Saban assistant to ever beat him. But things got a little hotter this spring between the two programs. Coach Fisher and Alabama's Nick Saban got into a public spat about whether the Aggies had spent millions of dollars to buy five-star high school recruits using a Texas-sized pile of NIL cash.
Buy, buy, buy!
The media had Texas A&M as a top 10 program in the preseason, and the Aggs lost to feisty Appalachian State, who's now just 3-2, in College Station a few weeks ago. On Saturday afternoon, Texas A&M went to Stark, Vegas in Mississippi and was soundly thumped by the cowbell-ringing Mississippi State Bulldogs 42-24. This coming Saturday night, the 3-2 Aggies will now limp into Tuscaloosa, Alabama to play the 5-0 Crimson Tide. CBS Television had hoped for this game to be a top 10 rematch this year. Another question mark coming into this Saturday's game will be Alabama's Heisman quarterback Bryce Young. He went out of Saturday's game against Arkansas with an apparent shoulder injury. Now, even if Bryce Young cannot play this coming weekend, Alabama's players, the coaches, and the rowdy fans are looking for a bit of revenge on Saturday. And finally, this has been a really tough start of the season if you're a college football fan in the state of Colorado. On Saturday, Georgia State of the Sun Belt Conference won their first game by going to West Point and defeating the Army 31-14. But what does that have to do about Colorado? Well, that leaves Colorado State at 0-4 and Colorado at 0-5 as the only two major college programs without a win in 2022. Ranked as number 131 out of 131 teams in the SwampSwamiSports.com college football poll this week, the winless Colorado Buffaloes have decided to make a few changes. On Sunday, Colorado's head coach Carl Durrell and defensive coordinator Chris Wilson were both dismissed after the Buffs' 0-5 start this year. Ironically, Saturday's 23-point loss to the Arizona Wildcats is the closest losing margin in the first five games of the season for the struggling Buffaloes.
Stop!
Calling Ed Orgeron. I think that the former LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron should go into the business of being a designated interim head coach. For a tidy sum of money, Coach O, who's still being paid handsomely by LSU to leave after he was fired last year, has proven himself to be a successful interim coach, though, at both University of Southern California and at LSU. Coach O might bring some stability, experience, and a whole lot more fun to the football program in Boulder, Colorado. I can just hear it now. Go Buffs! This week's new college top 25 features a whopping 7 from the Southeastern Conference. There are 5 teams out of the ACC, 4 from the Big 12, 3 each from the Big 10 and the Pac-12, and 2 from the Sun Belt and 1 from the American Athletics Conference. So now let's reveal the SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 teams for the week ending Saturday, October 1st. At number 25 out of the SEC at 4-1, the Kentucky Wildcats. Now the Wildcats pretty much gave away the game to what will be our top 6 team, Ole Miss, last Saturday. At number 24 from the ACC, it's North Carolina. Next on our top 25, at number 23 out of the Big 12, at 4-1, Kansas State. K-State will travel to 3-1 Iowa State on Saturday. That should be a great game. Number 22 this week in our survey from the SEC, it's the Mississippi State Bulldogs, coming off an impressive win over the overrated Texas A&M. A surprise at number 21 from the SEC, at 4-1, it's the LSU Tigers. Now, LSU trailed 17-0 at Auburn on Saturday night, but then rallied to win that game 21-17. And guess what? The Tigers have Tennessee coming to town this Saturday at 11 a.m. At number 20 in our survey from the ACC, at 4-1, it's Florida State. And that's the team that beat LSU. Florida State lost their first game on Saturday at home to Wake Forest. At number 19 from the Pac-12, it's Oregon. And at number 18 out of the American Conference, the Tulane Green Wave. Yes, they're 4-1, and they beat the University of Houston in Houston in overtime last weekend. The Greenies are for real. And our final one-loss team this week, coming in at number 17 from the ACC, it's the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Now for the undefeated teams in our survey. At number 16 from the Big 12, it's TCU, who had that impressive win over the overrated Oklahoma Sooners. Number 15 from the Sun Belt Conference, welcome into big-time college football for former small college giant James Madison University. They're 4-0 on the season. At number 14 from the SEC, the Tennessee Volunteers. This weekend, they'll travel to number 21 LSU. That game's on Saturday, 11 o'clock, ESPN. At number 13 this week, from the Big 12, it's the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who put it on 3-2 Baylor last weekend in Waco, 36-25. This week's number 12 team is the Syracuse Orange from the ACC. They're 5-0. And they are off this weekend, but they'll be hosting 4-1 North Carolina State in 2 weeks. Number 11 this week out of the Big Ten at 5-0, after 5 straight home games, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now our top 10. From the Sun Belt Conference at number 10, it's Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina beat 3-2 Georgia Southern 34-30. Coming in at number 9 from the Pac-12, it's the University of Southern California, who pulled away from a rather putrid Arizona State team on Saturday night, 42-25. This week's number 8 team was last week's number 1 team. That's how my survey flips every week. It's Penn State. Penn State won their game last weekend over Northwestern, but their real problem in my poll is their best win coming into that was a large win over Auburn, who at that time was 3-1. Well, Auburn lost to LSU, making Penn State's best win over a 3-2 team. And that's how it works. At number 7 this week from the SEC, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide, who has their big revenge game against Texas A&M. That's coming up this coming Saturday night, 7 o'clock on CBS. At number 6 this week from the Southeastern Conference, it's Ole Miss. The Rebels took care of Kentucky last weekend in a great game, 22-19. Now the top 5. This week's number 5 team from the Big Ten is Michigan. At number 4, a surprise team from the Big 12, the Kansas Jayhawks. Kansas will host number 16 TCU this Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas. You can watch that game at 11 o'clock on FS1. Go Jayhawks! At number 3 this week from the Pac-12, it's UCLA. Last weekend, UCLA ended Washington's undefeated season 40-32. UCLA now gets to host 4-1 Utah this coming Saturday at 2:30 on Fox Television. Number two this week at 5-0. Next in our top 25, it's the number two team in the land. The Georgia Bulldogs are 5-0. Georgia, though, if you watched the game last night, was very fortunate to beat Missouri. They were behind the entire game, scored twice in the last quarter, and pulled out a very slim win over a very average Mizzou team. And the number one team in the land for the week ending October 1st, 2022, it's the Clemson Tigers. Clemson had an impressive win over North Carolina State on Saturday night. Combine that with their road win over 4-1 Wake Forest, and there's your number one team in the land from SwampSwamiSports.com.